You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Markets seem to be waiting as Congress mulls over what to do next now that the bailout plan was rejected in the House yesterday. Our mission this morning is to try to empower you as consumers to pay attention to numbers perhaps more meaningful than the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 in trying to figure out what economically is going on to produce all of this turmoil. The credit markets, they're huge. They dwarf the stock market, and they are the place where businesses and commercial institutions can get money to fund their operations, which means payrolls, inventories, all the sorts of things that make the economy work. Now, the federal government has been trying to pump money into that credit market economy to encourage banks to lend, but so far, the key indicators suggest that's not happening. Joining us now is Edmund Andrews, who's a New York Times reporter. And what we want to explore with you, Edmund, thanks for joining us, by the way.
I'm glad to join you.
What we want to explore is what numbers should we look at that would suggest the credit markets might melt from this deep freeze, and what steps can the government really take? They're talking about $200 billion of liquidity being pumped into the system over the last couple of days. I guess they do have the printing presses over there at the Mint, right?
They sure do.
And so what are the options?
Well, I'm sorry, is your question first, what are the options, or what are the kind of indicators to look at to see if the credit freeze is thawing?
Well, what levers can the federal government pull to try to make things change, and then what numbers do we watch to see if it's working?
Right. Well, the levers that the government has are pretty much the ones it's been using, although they will probably come up with creative variations on them. The Federal Reserve, of course, has one basic lever, which is reducing interest rates, the basic federal funds rate. And they have so far tried to kind of separate that tool aimed at the general economy from the more specific things it's been doing to try to sort of unlock the credit markets, which they view as a kind of a liquidity, a cash crunch problem rather than an economic problem. But they do have that option, and I think the odds have increased that they would they might use it if Congress doesn't in fact come through. Beyond that, the Fed and the Treasury working together really can finance any number of rescues. In theory, the Treasury Department too, well, in practice actually, the Treasury Department can go into the markets itself and buy mortgage-backed securities. It's actually already doing that a little bit, but it could ramp up. It did get authority to do that under the housing law that Congress passed last summer. And then there are regulatory things, some of which are, very controversial, actually, that could make things easier for financial institutions. One of the ideas that banks are pushing rather hard right now is easing up, having the government ease up on the rule that says you have to mark your assets to the current market price, mark to market. That's an accounting thing, and it's troublesome to the idea is troublesome to many because it would allow financial institutions to prevent to delay the write downs on securities that they're holding.
Yeah, I mean they could basically just say, hey, these things are worth this much because we say they are, rather than having to post their real worthlessness for everyone to see, which is what got Lehman Brothers in trouble, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it's one of those hard arguments. I think many people, including many in the Bush administration, feel that that the mark-to-market rules, that rule that they hate so much, is kind of good governance, and it's a way of promoting transparency and integrity in the books. On the other hand, there is some truth to the fact that right now, if you really mark to the current value of these assets, they're kind of being undervalued. There's no answer to that. And it's a question of kind of which principle you want to stand by.
Right. Well, Edmund Andrews, we're going to be watching to see if the Feds actually do pull these levers, and if so, over the next few days, if that's going to have an impact on the credit markets. Edmund Andrews is a New York Times reporter talking about the tools in the Henry Paulson toolkit. He says there aren't many, but there are some.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.